Every night before he went to sleep, Alfie Summerfield tried to remember how life had been before the war began. And with every passing day, it became harder and harder to keep the memories clear in his head. The fighting had started on the 28th of July, 1914. Others might not have remembered that date so easily, but Alfie never forgot it, for that was his birthday. He had turned 5 years old that day, and his parents threw him a party to celebrate. But only a handful of people showed up. Granny Summerfield, who sat in the corner weeping into her handkerchief and saying, "We're finished! We're all finished!" over and over, until Alfie's mum said that if she couldn't get a hold of herself, she would have to leave. Old Bill Hemperton, the Australian from next door, who was about 100 years old and played a trick with his false teeth, sliding them in and out of his mouth using nothing but his tongue. Alfie's best friend, Kalena Janicek, who lived 3 doors down at number 6, and her father, who ran the sweet shop on the corner and had the shiniest shoes in London. Alfie invited most of his friends from Dumley Road. But that morning, one by one, their mothers knocked on the Summerfields' front door and said that little so-and-so wouldn't be able to come. "Well, it's not a day for a party, is it?" asked Mrs. Smythe from number 9, the mother of Henry Smythe, who sat in the seat in front of Alfie in school and made at least 10 disgusting smells every day. "It's best if you just cancel it, dear."
"I'm not cancelling anything," said Alfie's mother, Margie, throwing up her hands in frustration after the 5th parent had come to call.
"If anything, we should be doing our best to have a good time today. And what am I to do with all this grub if no one shows up?"
Alfie followed her into the kitchen and looked at the table, where corned beef sandwiches, stewed tripe, pickled eggs, cold tongue, and jellied eels were all laid out in a neat row covered over with tea towels to keep them fresh.
"I can eat it," said Alfie, who liked to be helpful.
"Ha," said Margie, "I'm sure you can. You're a bottomless pit, Alfie Summerfield.